Yes, indeed. Once again, we thank you for inviting us into your home, your tractor, your car, whatever it is you're doing, or just out in the barn doing something. Mike and Kim along with you on the good stuff today, reminding you the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to spend a little time in the wide open spaces of Cherry County, right in the sand hills of Nebraska. You know, we got a lot of nice lakes like Merritt Reservoir, Alkali Fish Camp, all of those, and of course the Refuge South Lakes are going to be heating up for their fishing as well. Lots of fall hunting opportunities. Check it all out at visitvalentine.com.
And let's talk about Tri-State Livestock News. You know, knowledge is so very important. And if you want knowledge about anything agriculture, you really need to turn to Tri-State Livestock News. They're a steadfast convention from their first publication to their latest issue. Continuous knowledge. How's that sound? Discover more online at tsln.com. to get your Tri-State Livestock News coming exclusively in your mail on a weekly basis.
Had a couple more of those idiot sightings out there.
And I have 8 sentences that will change your child's life.
Well, let's do a couple of idiot sightings and see what happens.
I think that's a good place to start.
In Kansas City. Now, I don't know if this is Kansas City, Missouri or Kansas City, Kansas. You take your pick.
Anyway,
it was in the food service industry. My daughter went to a local Taco Bell and ordered a taco. She asked the person behind the counter for minimal lettuce. And he said he was sorry, but they only had iceberg lettuce. at least they knew what kind of lettuce it was.
Yes. Impressive.
How about one down south in Birmingham, Alabama? I was at the airport checking in at the gate when an airport employee asked, "Has anyone put anything in your baggage without your knowledge?" To which I replied, "If it was without my knowledge, how would I know?" He smiled knowingly and nodded, "That's why we ask." Okay. Give us those 8 sentences.
Oh, so here are 8 sentences that will change your child's life. Number 1, great minds discuss ideas.
Okay.
2 things matter, honesty and respect. Be kind, everyone you meet is fighting a hard battle. Remember that. If you don't step forward, you will always be in the same place. If you don't ask, you don't get. And your words are powerful. Use them wisely. Couple more sentences that could change your child's life. Will this problem matter a year from now? That you can use, by the way, your whole lifetime. All of these you can, of course. And let's wrap it up with great achievements require time. So give yourself time. Be patient with yourself.
Since we're on to this kind of stuff, I have the guy's rules. Finally, the guy's side of the story. I must admit, it is pretty good. We always hear the rules from the female side. So now, here are the rules from the male side. These are the rules. Please note, these are all numbered number 1 on a purpose, not by mistake, okay?
Okay.
Number 1, men are not mind readers.
Okay.
Number 1, learn to work the toilet seat. You're a big girl. All right. Number 1. Sunday sports, it's like the full moon or the changing of the tides. You can't change it. Number 1, shopping is not a sport. And no, we are never going to think of it that way. Number 1, crying is blackmail. Number 1, ask for what you want. Let us be clear on this one. Subtle hints do not work. Strong hints do not work. Obvious hints do not work. Just say what you want. Number 1, yes and no are perfectly acceptable answers to almost every question. Number 1, come to us with a problem only if you want help solving it. That's what we do. Sympathy is what your girlfriends are for. That might be a little bit harsh. Number 1, a headache that lasts for 17 months is a problem. See a doctor. Number 1, anything we said 6 months ago is inadmissible in an argument. In fact, all comments become null and void after 7 days. One more. Number 1. If you won't dress like the Victoria's Secrets girls, don't expect us to act like soap opera guys.
Oh, that's funny.
Anyway,
that's good.
Those are some guy rules in there. Denny sent those in to us.
Oh, that's funny. So I have literary gems and puns. A clear conscience is usually a sign of a bad memory.
I agree.
If you want the rainbow, you've got to put up with the rain. I think there's a song like that, too.
There are several songs, I think, that have something to do like that.
Yep. And the early bird may get the worm, but the second mouse gets the cheese.
That's a wise one right there.
Yep. There you go. We better be wrapping this up. But I almost had a psychic girlfriend, but she left me before we met.
Oh. All right. More of those on a future edition of The Good Stuff.